We hope that we can aim for higher ground.
好，摩西的一生哈，上过几次高处
？In Moses' life, how many times did he go up to high places?
他爬到神叫他爬到那个西乃山上。
He went up to the mountain of Mount Sinai.
他看到神的荣耀。
And he saw the glory of God.
难道在西乃山上，神是给他诫命？
And on Mount Sinai, the Lord gave him the commandments.
然后在西乃山上，他面对后面跟神讲话。
And on Mount Sinai, he talked to God face to face.
那四十昼夜下来，面皮发光。
And after 40 days and nights, his face shined.
这个就是神的荣耀充满在他身上。
And that was the glory of God manifested in him.
那我们每一天都活在这个地面上。
And every day we live in this world.
我们想的都是地面的事情。
And everything we think about is of this world.
所以神在天上，我们在地上，跟神好像距离很远。
So God is in heaven, we're here on earth, and so it feels that our distance to God is very far away.
那我们这个周末放假，应该是大家去玩，但是我们来到神的殿，这是一种恩典，好像玛利亚选择上好的福分。
And this weekend, it's Labor Day weekend, and most people are out on vacation, but we chose to come here into the temple of God. That is like Mary chose, choosing the better portion.
我们就是在爬属灵的山，希望能够爬到高处。
We're climbing the spiritual mountain, we hope to climb high.
跟神有更亲密的关系。
And be able to have a more intimate relationship with God.
能够从圣经里面看到神的荣耀。
And from the Bible, we hope that we can see the glory of God.
也希望能够被神的灵充满。
We hope that we can be filled by the Spirit of God.
我们能够充满神的荣耀。
And that we may be filled with the glory of God.
也希望我们能更深的体验。
And we hope that we have a deeper experience.
能够面对面在祷告中跟神说话。
And be able to see God face to face and talk with Him in our prayers.
当我们的灵性一提升，我们看事情就不一样。
And when our faith is elevated, then the things, we see things differently.
好，我们来看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书的四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
请读。
Verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
这里讲等候神的要重新得力。
Here it says, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength.
在物质的肉体上啊，我们年轻人体力都很好。
Physically, we are all very strong.
所以有时候我们读书读到深夜才睡觉，早上一起来又去学校。
So sometimes we study late into the night, but in the morning we still wake up to go to school.
有时候工作做得很辛苦，第二天睡觉起来又上班。
And sometimes we work very hard and we're very tired, but the next day we still go to work.
所以体力好，这是年轻人的荣耀。
And so,Physically, we're very strong, and this is the glory of the youth.
但是这个地方说，前面说少年人也要三十节哈，少年人也要疲乏困倦。
But in verse 30, it says, even the youth shall faint and be weary.
强壮的也必全然跌倒。
And the young man should utterly fall.
这个不是肉体上的，这是灵性上的。
It's not physically, but spiritually.
灵性上我们要疲乏困倦。
Spiritually, we will be faint and weary.
在灵性上啊，虽然肉体强壮，有时候也会跌倒。
And even though we may be physically strong, we may still fall spiritually.
那我们怎么知道我灵性是疲乏困倦呢？
And how do I know if I am faint and weary spiritually?
那三十一节就告诉我们。
Verse 31 tells us.
如果我们重新得力，我们就要像鹰展翅上腾。
If we renew our strength, then we shall mount up with wings like eagles.
那鹰啊，就是飞得很高。
And eagles fly very high.
鹰有它的巢是在地上的。
And the nest of the eagles is on the earth.
鹰要在地上来猎取食物。
and the eagles must find their prey.
但是你看老鹰在天上高飞。
But the eagles soar on high.
逍遥自在。
And they are free up there.
那圣经里讲啊， 属灵的完全的人好像四个活物。
And the Bible talks about that a spiritual man who is complete is like four living creatures.
那这四活物有一个就是鹰。
And one of them is eagle.
也就是说，我们如果灵性很高，我们像老鹰一样。
And that is to say that if we're spiritually high, then we will be like an eagle.
就飞得很高。
We will fly very high.
那什么叫飞得很高？
What does it mean to fly high?
飞得高就是表示靠近神。
If we fly high, it means that we are very close to God.
那飞得高也表示我们看得很远。
And if we're flying high, it means that we can also see very far ahead.
但是我们想啊， 我们在工作或在学校， 我们看的是什么？
But if we think about it, in school and at work, what do we see?
第一个就是看我们学习的， 功课。
First, we look at our homework and what we learn.
再看远一点， 就希望得到好的成绩。
And then if we look a little farther, then we hope that we can have good grades.
那再看远一点， 就希望我们， 将来能够 找到好的工作。
And if you look even farther, we hope that we can get a good job.
但这个都是地上的。
But this is all earth.
连没有信的人， 他在看事情也是这样看。
And even unbelievers, that is what they see too.
那如果我们灵性往上飞， 我们看的就能够看到他们没有看到。
And if we are flying high spiritually, then we are able to see what they cannot.
就是没有信主的人没有看到的。
That is, we can see what unbelievers can't see.
那这个叫做 老鹰高飞。
And this is like the eagle flying high.
我们看 亚伯拉罕。
Let's look at Abraham.
神应许给他迦南地。
God promised him the land of Canaan.
那他真的到了迦南地。
And he really entered into the land of Canaan.
但是他到迦南地以后，
But after he went into Canaan,
希伯来书说他的心已经到天上去了。
The book of Hebrews tells us that his heart was already in heaven.
他已经向往更美的家乡。
He looked for a better land.
他的心已经不在这个牛奶与蜜这块地。
And his heart was no longer in the physical land flowing with milk and honey.
所以很多人很热心地拜神，我们都有一个愿望啊，神啊，祝福让我找到好工作。
So many people, they fervently seek after God and they hope, they ask God that they may be blessed with a good job.
当然神是我们的父亲啊，他会带领我们的路。
And of course, God is our Father, and He will guide our paths.
但是如果信耶稣的理想只是地面上的，我们跟外邦也没有差多少。
But if we believe in God only to seek after worldly things, then we're no different than unbelievers.
那我们看最远是看到哪里？
And if we look to the farthest, what do we see?
就是看到亚伯拉罕看到。We
see what Abraham saw.
就是更好的天上的。
That is what is better, and that is in heaven.
那也就是摩西40岁的时候所看到的。
That is what Moses saw when he was 40 years old.
他已经看到神，他已经看到天国神的赏赐。
He already saw God and he already saw the promise of God.
这个叫做如鹰展翅上等，看得非常远。
And this is like the eagles mounting up with wings.
那摩西要死以前呢？
And before Moses passed away,
他看到什么？
What did he see?
我们看申命记最后一章。
Let's turn to the last book of Deuteronomy.
申命记的最后一章。
Last book of Deuteronomy.
第一节。
Verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 1. Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo to the top of Pisgah, which is across from Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead as far as Dan.
摩西登到尼坡山。
Moses went up to Mount Nebo.
然后他看到迦南全平原。
And he saw the whole land of Canaan.
那这个就是神应许给他的地方。
And this is the land that the Lord promised to him.
第四节。
Verse 4, Then the Lord said to him, This is the land of which I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you should not cross over there.
所以你眼睛现在看到了。
So your eyes have seen it.
所以那个迦南全平原，当然是我们提到天上的。
And so the land of Canaan is now in heaven.
但是迦南平原也指着神的国。
And it also refers to the kingdom of God.
那主耶稣说天国近了。
And Lord said the kingdom of God is at hand.
就是天国要从天上带到地上来。
That means the kingdom of heaven will now be on the earth.
那天国在哪里？
And where is the kingdom of heaven?
天国就是在我们心里面。
And it is in our hearts.
那神的国就是公义、平安、喜乐。
And the kingdom of God is peace, righteousness, and joy.
所以当我们灵性往上升，
So when our spirituality is elevated,
我们就看到神的国的美好。
We will see the beauty of the kingdom of God.
那是丰盛的， 那是甜美的。
It is abundant and it is sweet.
那神的国实现就是公义， 没有被罪控制的。
When the kingdom of God is manifested, it means that we are no longer controlled by sin.
神同在是平安的， 没有忧虑的。
With the abundance of God, we will have peace and no worry.
那是满足的， 是喜乐的。
It is satisfying and it is joyful.
那要灵性往上腾， 我们才看得到。
And only when we are able to soar high will we be able to see it.
那看到我们就会去追求。
And if we see it, then only then will we be able to pursue it.
所以我们在追求什么？
So what are we pursuing after?
我们是一个信主的人，真正的追求不是地上的。
And as a believer, what we are truly pursuing after is not of the world.
是圣经说你要追求神的国，神的义。
The Bible tells us that we must pursue after the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
那地上的这些事情，神自然都会安排。
And everything on the earth, or in this world, God will plan accordingly.
所以灵性要往上升， 我们才能够看到神的国，神的义， 那个价值。
So only when we are able to be spiritually high will we be able to see the value of the kingdom of God.
那我们人生的方向， 生活的内容才会改变。
And only then will our perspective of life and our pursuit change.
那我们的生活意义跟价值， 才会真的有意义跟价值。
And only then will our lives have meaning and value.
所以我们来这里做什么？
And so why are we here?
如鹰展翅上腾。
To be like eagles mounting up.
那鹰展翅上腾啊， 就是 要等候神。
To mount up with wings like eagle, that means to wait for the Lord.
神给我们力量。
The Lord will give us strength.
所以我们第一个来祷告， 求神带领我们 这两天半的社情联恩会。
Now let us pray together and ask God to guide us through this 2.5-day YASC.
也让我们有美好的团契。
And may we have an edifying fellowship.
那我们祷告完再请Andy来讲几句话。
And after we pray, we'll invite Brother Andy to speak.
我们祷告 20分钟到9:40。
Pray for 20 minutes till 9:40.
我们一起可以到前面来祷告。
Please come forward to pray.
On behalf of Irvine Church, I'd like to welcome you all to Young Adult Spiritual Convocation. And it's really good to see all our youths from the region here to take away the time from this holiday weekend to come here to worship God and to draw closer to Him. So if we can look at our schedule really quick, I just wanted to make note of something for today, and that is from 10:50, which is, 10:50 up until 4:35. This span of sessions will all be in the main chapel with the local members. And please try to sit in the front as much as possible so to make room for the local members. And other than that block of time, we will always have class here in this place, the multipurpose room. Take note of your duties, and if you have any difficulty in meeting them, try to internally switch, and if you really have an issue, you can talk to any one of the Southwest Region Youth Committee members. Bright is the general coordinator, and I'm the logistics coordinator. And also, on the back of your schedule, you'll see the groups, and these groups are your discussion groups and your cleaning groups. So please take note of your duties as for cleaning. And also you have room groups, or you have your rooms, and all the names are posted on the rooms. And if you if you're not counted for in lodging, then please let me or any of the youths, Irvine youths, know, and we'll be glad to set up lodging for you. So that actually concludes this announcement, and come back here at 9:50. So thank God.